Talking Business on Radio Q. Joining me now is Chris McKernan, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing of Viplus Dairy. G'day, Chris.
Hello, how are you going, Alan?
Tell us about Viplus Dairy, a bit of background there. Who owns it?
Yeah, so Viplus Dairy are a privately owned company, established in 2012, owned by Mr. Lee, so it's a private company owned by him 100%. The business itself is obviously has taken shape over a number of years, 4 or 5 years into the milk powder space.
But he set the business up to buy the Toura Dairy, which goes back way till last to the 19th
it does,
century, really.
Yeah, the factory is 150 years old. Previously, British Dairy Company, most recently prior to Mr. Lee owning the business, is Bolnac. The factory was dormant for 4 or 5 years prior to Mr. Lee taking it over in 2012.
And he took it over entirely, specifically to make powdered milk or baby formula, really.
Yeah, correct.
For the Chinese market.
Primarily for the Chinese market initially in the launch phase, but certainly now our focus as a business is continuing to work with the Chinese market, but also expanding into other markets. It is retrofitted for milk powder production, it always has been. But I remember from 2000.
What does that mean to be retrofitted for milk powder production?
So if you drove past a factory from the exterior, it has very much the similar facade. It has the old spray drying tower, still on seven or eight hectares of land. So most of the exterior of the building and the old office is still there, but internally is where a lot of the renovation and innovation has been done. With it's very much an automated system now, and a lot cleaner, and obviously food grade to Australian and Chinese standards.
But you don't do your own spray drying anymore?
No, we haven't commissioned a new spray dryer as yet, but there is a facility there for that unit to be re-engaged when we need it.
So basically the business buys in milk powder and then turns it into baby formula.
That's correct. So we have a process called dry blending where we'll take our base powder from Australian sources, Australian farmers. We'll buy that product in, and then we'll mix in essentially the ingredients and vitamins and minerals required for each particular specification that we're making.
Now, you lost your license last year for a while. This is to China. You're not Robinson Crusoe there.
Yes, we did. So late last year, for a 6-week period, we were essentially voluntarily suspended, pending an audit. So we undertook an audit after that announcement within 48 hours of that occurring. And we had the full support of the state and federal government, who helped get us back to full production within 6 weeks. So just the environment we're working in. We've got to navigate around those challenges, but thankfully we were up and running again.
Well, same thing happened famously to Bellamy's, which is the Tasmanian one, that's listed correct on the stock exchange, and it was a shocking event for them.
That's correct.
Cost the managing director her job.
I'm not sure about that, but yeah, certainly the plant that Bellamy's have purchased and will produce ultimately out of in Melbourne, that plant was suspended. But look, I think they'll back up and running in probably similar time frame. So they've obviously navigated around those challenges.
Do you think
well
that sort of thing is going to keep happening?
I think the, like most other countries, not just Australia, but I think China is obviously very wary of manufacturing, particularly in the infant formula space. Obviously, there was some problems there back in 2008. So certainly very wary and want to ensure that the best possible quality product is making its way into the marketplace. So so I think they'll be continually focused and scrutiny on Australian manufacturers, but other manufacturers around the world. It's happened in Belgium and Europe. Some factories have even closed down and not operating after a suspension. So thankfully, a few of us here have got back up and running fairly quickly.
But it seems to be a solid business for Australia, this baby formula in particular.
Yeah.
There's a couple of companies, there's Bellamy's, A2 Milk, yours.
Yes, most definitely.
And obviously, Mr. Lee saw that potential in buying the Toura Dairy.
Yeah, most definitely. So The factory essentially started producing product in 2012, and up to recently we're now producing close to or just over 5 million tins per year. And that in that space, that infant formula business has grown exponentially. So the full dairy exports to China total around 660 million, and of that, 275 of that is infant formula. So it's a massive segment of the market. I think what we can attest that to is the really it's consumer driven, that middle class in China that's growing rapidly, who prefer imported infant formula. They see Australia as the number three country in terms of quality and a safe environment to source infant formula. So while we're perceived that way as a clean green country, I think we're going to have a really good solid milk powder business and infant formula market for some time.
You wonder whether, given the sort of suspensions of licences and so on that the government does, whether the government is a bit at odds with the market in China in the sense that they're kind of suspending licences. The market, the people presumably you're selling to, see Australia as clean and green and with no problems at all.
Most definitely. I think, I guess being the world so well connected, some of the stories and I guess information you see on the internet is amplified by so many people being connected to that information. So whilst temporarily there might be a negativity around certain stories or issues, I think the credibility of Australian agricultural products, particularly in the space that we're playing in, generally holds true, and we've been able to punch through that that issue and back up to full production without too many problems.
So how do you go about selling into China?
So we have a China office based in Shanghai. So we have a big office there of staff and a team. Primarily, most of the inquiries that and buyers that we deal with are inbound to Melbourne in our office. So Chinese buyers as well as Chinese retailers actually don't mind dealing with and in most cases prefer to deal with an Australian office, knowing that that's the transparent supply chain. They're dealing with the manufacturer directly. So, we have a lot of
Do you deal directly with retailers?
In China, generally through distributors, to really execute the market effectively in China, you do need a good, strong network. So we have, as I said, a China office that helps with our importing of our products through the customs clearance processing, and they have a distributor network as well and a team on the ground in the sales department to help make sure that we're servicing the areas that we need to well. So, but as I said, a lot of the inquiries and agreements are generally set up in the Melbourne office here.
What's your sense of the potential for Australian food exports into China?
I really do think it's still scratching the surface, particularly in the milk powder space. I think just agricultural products across the board. Our factory is obviously in the Gippsland area in Tura, and quite often I see a lot of producers at similar trade events and information events, and the quality of the food that's being produced in the Gippsland region alone is incredible.
You mean the dairy food or just generally?
Just generally agricultural products, whether it be cheese, honey, wines, it's world standard. And I think it's only now that a lot of the China market is just really catching on to, how good quality our products outside of dairy. There's so many other agricultural products with great potential. So
what do you think Australian companies and the Australian food industry need to do to take full advantage of that potential?
Yeah, I think continuous innovation is something that we're really focusing on now, whether it be different types of formulation that are fortified with different ingredients, packaging design, even efficiencies of equipment. Having the latest, not so much technology, but just continually innovating is really what, for example, the China market are looking for. So I think whether you're producing, as I said, different sector products such as cheese or wine, I think continual innovation and just having some unique products. China buyers and consumers are looking for uniqueness and something that's market leading. And interestingly enough, they want to know that your products are selling here in Australia. So there's got to be visibility around Viplus products, for example, selling in this market. When they're not selling in this market, Chinese consumers are wary of that. Why is it not selling here and it's selling into our market? So,
and they're keeping an eye on that.
Absolutely they do. So first getting a market right here in Australia is very important, and then having a good export strategy to get to market.
And given what you talk about the potential for infant formula into China, do you think we've got enough cows in Australia to meet that demand?
We don't, definitely not. That's quite obvious. We're expecting milk production to increase slightly, 1 or 2% in the next 12 months, but that certainly won't keep up with the demand that we need. So yes, there is a finite resource there that will not allow Australia to continually.
We can have more cows.
We've got a lot of space,
and there's grass for them to eat.
That's true. Yeah, I think with the 8 CNCA factories that are approved for Australia to export to China, I think just their ability to produce and have those efficiencies in the facilities is not always going to allow to. Just an exponential growth. So it's a market.
I suppose that's good for you guys.
It is, but it's a big market in China too and other countries. So we only need a small share, each of us, and hopefully right down to the producers, we can all do well out of it.
Really interesting talking to you, Chris.
Yeah,
thanks.
Fantastic. Thanks, Alan.
I've been talking to Chris McKernan, who's the Sales and Marketing Director for Viplus Dairy.